89.3 Nigeria Info. Nigeria Info.
Morning, everybody. Welcome to the Daily Digest, the last of the week, and a welcome. You know that Friday usually is dedicated to youth development of some sort, and that's why I just discovered that doing background checks for people who are looking for employment and so on and so forth, I didn't know that it had become a big business. You know, I didn't know that it was something as big as it is.
I can't hear you.
You can't hear me?
I can't hear you. I can't hear you. We're going to have to switch mics.
Okay, fine. Mm.
All right. So we'll be back in a moment.
Okay, so we are back. We're so sorry if you didn't hear my voice. It's Daily Digest with Jimmy Disu. We have a problem with one of our mics. These things happen. And I said that you know that today we devote to mainly to youth development. And somewhere along the line, I came across an individual who said she worked, in a company that did background checks and so on and so forth. And I was saying to myself, that's a new one on me. I knew, yes, you could attempt to do, but I didn't know that it was a big industry on its own until I met Mrs. Zinamani. Good morning.
Good morning.
Who is the Chief Operating Officer of, what's the name?
Crystal Checks International.
And I honestly didn't know that it was this big. So let's get down to business very quickly. One eye is very short, so... if I tend to be kind of racing a bit, you know that I just don't want to put you under pressure unduly. Morning. So what's your background, though? I need to know. You're a lawyer, aren't you?
Yes, please.
Are you specialized in corporate law or whatever?
Yes, please.
You are? Okay, fine. Now, who do you do background checks for? I mean, what's your client base like? I would assume maybe banks but... Generally, who are your clients, generally?
Okay, thank you so much. My name is Stella Namani, and yes. I work for ICS Outsourcing, which is the parent company, but currently as the Chief Operating Officer for Crystal Checks International. Mm. Okay, so Crystal Checks International is one of...
Okay, so what I need to correct you before you run a bill on me. We just want to know what you do in general. We don't want to do a profile on your company.
No problem.
Okay, so before I get the telephone call from the marketing department,
okay.
I just want to know, so just relax. And we'll talk in general.
Okay, sir. Okay. That's fine.
So, what are your client base? What is it like? Who are the kind of people that patronize?
Okay, we have the financial institutions.
The banks.
Yes. We have the logistics.
Yes.
Haulage and logistics. We have the FCM, FMCGs. Mm. We have
who are the FMCGs?
People in the production,
food
production, mm-hmm. manufacturing mm-hmm. companies. We have even people in construction companies. We have individuals. We have government parastatals. We have SMEs, medium companies. And so it could be anybody.
So generally, you know, what they want to do is a background check of what nature. Is it, can you
So there are different types of background checks.
Yes.
The list is endless. So there are some, and if you want to run background checks in respect of employment, so we have educational qualification verifications. So
oh, you can do that?
Yes, we do
that. Can you do it worldwide?
Of course.
Ah, I'm going to recommend you to INEC. INEC can use your services to do background checks.
Both locally and globally.
The candidates and globally,
yes. Yes, sir. We do that as well. We also have that of domestic staff. We run background checks for...
As all down to that level?
Yes.
But how do you do background checks? I'm sorry to ask this, in the country where data is when I say data, I don't mean data as in Wi-Fi, what I mean data as in
information on people.
Yes,
we actually
it must be
do
a tough
have
job.
Well,
so if for example now I want a domestic staff.
Yes, please.
You can do, you go to the prisons, you can do all that, find out if they've been there.
Yes, sir.
Do we have a place, do you have a database, for example, where you can check if they're standing trial?
Of course.
Oh,
we
really?
Yes.
It's nice to know. You know, it's nice to know. And if they've ever been to prison.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I see. Okay, in terms of employment, now this is a crucial one. The major reason why you are here, let me confess.
Okay.
Is because I want to alert my people on the social media.
Okay.
That's exactly why you are here. For them to hear from a professional, if you run background checks on social media, or not?
Yes, we do.
You do?
Yes, please.
So when you run background checks, how do you go? I mean, I'm not asking for the modus operandi per se, but you run background checks on the Facebook and all these things to see if they're there. So what do you look out for? What are the things that you look out for when you run such checks?
Okay, so basically it depends on customer's specification.
Okay,
so
okay.
For instance, your priorities, your specifications most definitely will be different from that of the other person. So,
yeah.
And it also depends on your interest. So, if you want to hire somebody, probably a managing director of a company,
yes,
and you want to conduct checks, they can be streamlined. So, for instance, you want to know, depending on the qualification that you want to hire for. So, if for such positions, you want to check, okay, where had this person worked before? You want to check, was this person had presented his qualification to the point of PhD for social institution? Is that person actually telling the truth? So it's like trying to verify the authenticity of the person's qualifications. You want to check or verify if the information
that
the person had provided. Yes, if the person had provided in his CV or profile, if they are accurate. So we have institutions, we have partnerships, bodies that we partner with to elicit such information. And of course, the candidates obviously must have given a prior consent to that. So that it won't be a case
you
of...
You tell them ahead.
Yes,
that
it's part of the requirements. So if you want
to
come into the corporate world, into the labor market, it's part of the requirements.
Now, when you go to the social media, can you be... You said that, okay, it depends on what the client wants.
Yes, please.
What kind of things do the client want to see, for example, with your interaction in the social media? Are you going to be asked to profile the person, see if they're violent, see what kind of language they use, and so on and so forth?
Yes,
is that right?
Like I earlier mentioned, it depends on the portfolio. So if you want to hire for the role of a managing director of a company, there is a certain lifestyle that is expected prior to that point.
Wow.
Yes. Of course, it's like even before you get to that kind of sensitive position, over the years, you must have grown in the corporate ladder. So it's not like you just woke up and you want to run one of the multinationals of a company and it just happened. So there must be a trajectory. You had grown over the years. So part of the checks we also do is previous employment. So you want to work with us now. Where have you worked before? So when you provide such information, most times you could find them on the person's CV. Mm. You must have found them in person's profile.
It's a pity that there are quite a number of young people that don't know how I feel when I see, and that's the way it is really, when you get to a particular age, then to look back and see. Back in the day, I will tell you this, back in the day, there was nothing like background checks. I'm talking of like when I was growing up, even corporate, whatever. Whatever you presented, nobody even bothered to check whether if you said you went to a university is accurate or not.
Yes,
you were taken for your word.
Yes, please.
You understand?
Yes,
you were taken for your word. I had a CV, I had one CV all through, just keep adding one item to it. And as soon as you give this, in any case, most of the time I was headhunted. So I don't think they were worried about it. But these days, is it a worldwide phenomenon that, and I'm not indicting, I'm just saying, you keep emphasizing MD. Doesn't it apply to, if you want to employ like a manager or so on and so
forth? It does. It's still the same process. So from the entry level to the mid-level to the executive level, it's still the same process. Yes, and the industry is wide. So majorly for employment, since we're talking about the youths, we have basic background checks that we run. And that involves the educational qualification.
Yes.
The guarantor's verification.
Yes.
The employee's address. For instance, in the financial institutions, we now get a brief from a client to hire and run checks for these people. Now, because of how sensitive the financial institution is, imagine staff that will be exposed to cash. Imagine staff that will be exposed to data, that be exposed to IT, that can wake up and abscond with people's money.
Mm.
So for such situations, you run checks.
Yes.
Then there is a peculiarity with guarantor's verification.
Mm.
And why do we have guarantors run background checks on the guarantors the staff had provided or the candidate had provided at the point of hiring?
Okay.
Why do we do that? We do that to ensure that the guarantor, the person, because guarantor is like coming forward to say, okay, I'm going to indemnify this person of every liability that crystallizes in the course of employment.
Yeah.
So what we do as a company is we run such verification. So is the guarantor willing to even stand? Because there are people out of desperation. They forge signatures.
Oh, God.
And the...
that is quite common. But there's this one that I want to ask.
Okay, sir.
And I want you to hold on to your seat.
Okay, sir.
If I want to marry a woman, can you do a background check for me?
Yes, please.
Irony.
That's for individuals.
why did you say irony?
Irony. Oh, okay, yes, so now I can imagine people at home adjusting their seat. Wait a minute. So there's this babe I want to marry, I can tell you, could you do the background check for me? What kind of information do you think I might be looking out for? Do I want to know who she's been with? You can do that.
It depends on your specifications.
Okay, my specifications.
Yeah, so you will tell me what you want.
I'm telling you.
So with the information you provide,
Mrs. Namani, I'm telling you now. Can you run a background check on the woman I want to marry, who she's been with?
Yes, that's called spouse check.
It's called spouse check.
Yes, please.
Yeah, well, that one.
Yes, it is. Yes.
I'm sure anytime from now.
You want to know. So most times, why we even run these checks, somebody must have presented herself or himself in a particular way or in a particular form. And you as a spouse, you want to really know if this is actually true.
So what can you check? The person's
background, it could be family background. No, not necessarily employment.
Family
except
background.
Except the person is lying about his or her educational background.
You know, traditionally, we do all kinds of backgrounds in the traditional setting.
Yes,
maybe
please.
There's madness in their family, there's epilepsy and all
this.
You do all that.
So those are medical examinations, yes.
You're sure you provide that one too?
Yes, we do, sir.
Have you actually done? I know that you can provide, but you've actually
done. It cuts across. That was
And have you? Do you have the history of having saved somebody from marrying the wrong person?
True. Medically or otherwise, depending on the specifications.
You know, for example, some people are not honest with their genotype.
Yes, please.
So you can run that check.
Yes. And also remember, is most likely with the consent of the person.
Oh, it's with the consent of the person.
But when it now comes to criminal matters, and you just want to probe and find out if this person has a criminal record.
In
that instance, you can run it without the consent of the person.
It's so difficult to get people to go and do DNA on children.
You can't get somebody's blood or blood samples without first,
Do you understand Yoruba? You can, if the person is about to enter town for you, you can choke the place.
No, that's totally unlawful.
No, I know. I was just, don't mind me. Okay, it's 9:21. So this is a bit disjointed. I think we're having some problems with our audio. It's back now. It's back. So when we take a break, I can go back to my regular seat. We are going to open up our lines. We are going to open up the line 0201-465-7190. So you can call in to ask your questions or to give you. I'm sure all of you will be willing and eager, especially about the personal checks. But the emphasis I'd like to keep maintain is that for you young people to understand that the things that you do, and more so with the social media now, whatever you do in life stays with you.
Yes.
And don't think that because you are jobless today, you can't be an MD tomorrow.
Sure.
I keep telling them, I see so many given on porn sites and so on and so forth. You don't know what tomorrow brings. You as a lady, you think you've been condemned. Well, I need this money. You don't know who you're going to meet, who would want to marry you or whatever. So don't throw away your future. Be very, very conscious. And there was a story making the rounds of some gentleman. I don't know if it's true or not. They were going to invite somebody for an interview in his establishment. And he had spotted the guy that the guy had insulted him before.
Okay.
Yes, and then he brought him in and then reminded him that this is what you said. Some of the things are obscene. And some of them exhibit absolutely no manners at all and is worrying. And you look at them, some are qualified. One of these days, I'll start reading out their names so that people who know them can know the kind of persons that they are. We don't allow you hide under the social media. So what's the time now? The time is 9:23. Do I have a call?
No. I have a message here, though.
Okay, yeah.
Let's take this message.
Yes.
This person says, please ask your guest, Uncle Jimmy.
Yes.
Can you do background checks if ex-convicts, before they are recruited into the police or the military?
Yes, they can do criminal.
Yes, we do. Record checks.
I don't know how we put this, but have you had government agencies tell you to do background checks?
Yes, please.
Oh, really? So it's not as easy as people think?
No. We do that as well.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
So when these things come out and sometimes it's false and whatever, your job is just to give it back.
So our job is to make recommendations. We don't come forward to tell you, take this person's person out, or do this this way, or do this that way. No, we just make recommendations.
All right, we're going to take a short break, and when we come back, our lines will be open, and I'll continue my discussion with Mrs. Nnamani.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, welcome back to the Daily Digest with Jimmy Disu, and I still have Mrs. Nnamani here. And we are talking about background checks and so on and so forth. I'm going to shake the table soon. But before I do that, I'd like to remind you that tomorrow, Mrs. Arthur Wally will be here. She's 97, and she's coming here to the studio. That shows you, she's been talking of somebody strong and whatever. And we're going to be hearing from our elders. She's 97. Mrs. Authority is a thoroughbred Lagosian. So we're going to hear the story of Lagos and the feelings of a lot of people. After Mrs. Authority, I'm going to try to find a way to see, and she'll be surprised when she hears me say it now. Mrs. Ojukwutu, Auntie Elijah Ojukwutu, Her Excellency, one-time Deputy Governor of Lagos. I want to start bringing my people here. If you like, I miss me that I'm doing parapo. All of you know that I like the way I say it, you know. Sometimes I say things, I go back home, in the middle of the night, I start laughing. I say, I'm a double-barreled Lagosian. What's double-barreled Lagosian?
I don't know.
It's also that you know, during the elections, my brother, they were questioning me. There is no way, when it comes to indigenship and I want to run for governorship, forget that indigenship, forget that side, double-barreled name. Okay, the joke is over, and now I'm going to ask you, can a husband do private checks on the wife? Do you offer those services?
Yes, please.
You want to know whether, you know, where she says she's going, when she says she's going to the market, she's going for vigil, she's going for, she's going to walk, she wants to go and see auntie.
Private investigation.
Private investigation. Yes, so please. We have private detectives here, private
please.
Eyes.
Yes, please.
Now, the question is, like Mr. Sharif said when we were off here, do I have to tell my wife, darling, I want to get them to do back?
Not at all.
The Wakawa, the Waka these days, you know, I want to, not at all.
Not at all. That's why it's called private investigation.
Oh, you actually offer those services?
Yes, please.
So why in the case of employment you need the consent and in the case of like husband and wife you don't need that?
There are peculiarities. They are not cast in stone.
So, I don't want to ask you how you operate. I want to know what to look at. So, you have your staff that would do that, would they necessarily have a police background or something?
How do you mean? Like to run would they have criminal record checks on staff?
No. Like husband and wife one, you know, because that would entail tailing.
Provided we have the consent of.
Yes, what I'm saying is that once you've been given the brief,
yes, please.
I can tell you that, look, this woman, at 8 o'clock every morning, she goes out.
Yes, please.
You can get somebody to tell her, you know. And
we have our process and procedures.
Process and procedures.
Yes, you have to do that. All you need is just the report. We'll report our findings.
Okay. The Oga of the station is here. Can I ask how much they charge? Can I ask how much they charge
for that? I am not the Oga of the station.
Can I ask? So, because our lives will soon open. Okay. And all the Chrissies and the Patronatipos and Kelvins, they will start calling and say, oh, could you did ask how much it is? Do you have a lot of that, though?
Yes, we do. We
really?
Do practical instances, yes.
And
within Lagos, outside Lagos, within Nigeria, outside the country.
Really?
Yes.
And your reports, are accepted in the court?
Of course. So, basically, once you give us a brief...
See me
shaking. Why are you excited?
I'm just
excited.
So once you give us a brief,
yes,
we analyze it. From that brief, that's what would inform the custom.
You know, most of the briefs in that regard would involve infidelity.
Brief is brief.
Brief is brief.
Yes.
Okay, our lines are open. Our lines are open.
A woman can say the same thing of a man.
For,
yes. It's not gender. Is it gender based?
No, not at all.
Can you? If you have a girlfriend that you want to marry now, can you do that kind of check on her?
They are all spouse check. So whether private investigation or
no, it's not. It's the marital status I'm talking about.
It doesn't
now.
Matter. So the essence is, what kind of brief are we working with?
No. Can I? Okay, so
you want to check?
Wait,
on
madam, Mrs.
Your
Amani,
wife.
Mrs. Malamani, cool down. We have settled the issue of wife.
Yes.
But the issue of there's this hot babe I want to marry. It do me one kind. I know that it do me, and I now need to you to help me do a background check on her. Also, to trace her movements and all these services.
They're all under spouse check.
Under spouse check. We need to go and tell her that we want to follow you to where you're going.
You're working with somebody's brief.
Brief.
Yes. So provided we don't breach the...
Do you still hire people? Do you still hire... Is there a space for employment?
We hire... We hire every day, minute.
Okay, zero. But some of the people you use, of course, would be part-timers, retired police officers.
No, not really.
Like
even registered. So we even partner with the Nigerian police.
Do we have registered detectives, private detectives?
Yes.
I didn't know we had that. The we kinds do. Of shaft and all these ones we that
do.
We see.
They are we licensed, do. Yes.
Are they licensed by just by information? Are they licensed to carry firearm?
They have no, not at all.
They're not so licensed to carry firearm.
No, not at all.
But they are licensed to take photographs and things like that.
Yes.
Please. Oh. If a man
that will form the evidence and the findings you will report at the end of the day.
Well, at the if a man sheriff, if a man hires a to follow this woman and they go to Shenujedemuti Hotel in Moshin, mm-hmm. they will follow them there.
Yes, so
I'm sure he's familiar with this.
I told you we would shake this table. Is it a client?
No, but you know, from the feedback and everything.
Oh, you saw his photograph somewhere.
No, I can tell from his feedback, body language and everything.
Okay, let's open up our lines now. You can call 0201-465-7190. Don't be ashamed to call to ask questions. Some of you are hiding. Some of you are frightened. Hey, this person that I have in my household. Do you have, you have your company. Do you have competitors? Do you have other companies that offer this service?
Of course.
I didn't know. You know, and I mean it, you know, in all with all sense of seriousness. Because when I came back, what's her name again?
Ada.
When I told Ada, and that said she works in a company that does background, I said, I didn't know it was, like you told me, you said it's an industry.
Yes.
Do you need any special training to work in your place?
Of course. Of course.
What degree, I mean?
So for instance, we have a team of legal practitioners.
Okay.
We have, of course, people in other sphere of
life.
Yes, sphere of life.
But you'll also probably recruit one or two former policemen and things like that. You should have that kind of criminal background.
Like I said, we partner. So not necessarily working as employees. We also partner with...
Have you done this job outside this country before?
Yes, please.
You have?
Yes, please.
Good question. So, now, how easy is it to access information in the course of your job?
It's still partnership.
I know what I mean is here.
In isolation. Yes, that's what I'm saying. So, even people out there, we have people we partner with outside the country. We have within Nigeria.
Oh, okay. So, you can even check outside and everywhere.
Yes.
I was thinking in terms of the database. I honestly, it's a pity, but... most of us don't have that kind of confidence in our country, unfortunately. So I just wanted to know if there's a robust database that you can key into here.
We do, yes.
Okay, we lost that call. We'll take another call. Where is everybody hiding? Call now, call. Nobody. 0201. Is the phone working?
Yes, it is.
0201-465-7190. And I have Mrs. Namani in the seat. It's not after she has gone. You start sending me private whatever. Can you have a number, whatever, you know? If you have any question, ask it in the open now.
Have you ever been sued before?
Not yet.
By maybe a disgruntled client or...
Not yet.
Subject.
Yeah.
No, they are not suspects, they are subject.
Subject.
Okay. Let's bring that call before it disappears. Okay. Hello, good morning. Talk.
Good morning, Mr. Jimmy Anko.
Yes.
My name is Fidelis. I'm calling from Marina. Honestly, I am so glad to hear that we have a private detective in this country.
I didn't know myself.
Honestly, I'm hearing it for the first time, and that's something that has been on my mind that we should have it because it's going to go a long way in helping the DSS and other security agencies in getting information.
Yes.
So I would like to get Madam's number if possible, but I won't be able to wait till the program finishes because I'm moving on.
What is the hurry? What do you want to do with Madam's number?
Cool down.
Oh, okay. I want you to confess now before I send them after you. Have you or have you not been watching YouTube? Tell me the truth.
YouTube.
Did you watch YouTube for this program?
No, I've not watched it. I've tried to search it tonight while this program is on, but I couldn't connect.
Do not let Mr. Namani employ madam. Don't investigate you. So you can Google their company name. You will find it.
What's the company name, sir, if you don't mind?
Oh, okay, I'll just for your benefit, and I'll do it just once. It's called Crystal Checks. So you can Google it. It was right. it was madam's phone number. You want that? By the way, we are on YouTube live, and we are on Facebook. If you go to YouTube and Facebook, you'll see why this guy is probably struggling to have madam's number. They're always like that. Who is that now? Your guest is pretty, you see? This is something to come for. Yeah, we are not talking pretty here. Oh, my chin. Let me speak that call. Yeah. Hello, good morning.
Oh, that call is true. Let's take another one.
Hello, good morning. He first of all came as if he wanted to say something. You know, I'm super nervous. Hey, well, can I have madam's number? He cannot wait till the end. He hurt. Okay. So for how long have you been doing this?
For 15 years, roughly.
You're kidding. I never knew it existed. This is breaking news. I never knew it existed. All right. Hello, good morning. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Yes. Go on, please, and can you please call from a quiet place, please?
Yes, I'm calling from. I want to speak. Is it not the station? 99.3.
This one, let's pick another call. I think he's watching YouTube. So,
morning, Mr. Jimmy.
Morning, Ojari. How are you?
Good morning, madam. Fine.
Good morning.
Madam, do you make profit?
Do you make profit? Yes. Of course, he makes profit now. What kind of question is that? He has no call. Instead of you to ask, because you cannot ask what you want to ask. You want to dabaru. How can you call?
Other question.
No, there's only
someone
one question.
Has
you
been
can go.
The job for 15 years.
Oga, you cannot be using toasting.
Let me ask another.
No, you can't ask another question. Next thing you say, it looks as if I've seen you somewhere.
What's your job load like?
The workload.
This one, a restaurant question you they ask. You know when you carry babe, go to when you sit down, you say what's your job load like before you land. Are you making profits? Let's bring. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Morning.
Oga Sheriff, good morning. Madam, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
My name is Robert.
Yes, Mr. Robert.
Madam, you said you are married. I just want to know if you do a background check on your husband before you marry him. Thank you.
The husband will do a background check on you. Don't talk about your personal life. Please leave my guest alone. If you are not going to be asking anything.
Good morning, sir.
Morning.
How are you, sir?
I'm good.
Yes, sir. Please, I want to confirm how long does it take, if it is about the period of, I want to check maybe a wife that I want to marry. I want to do a background check on her. So how long does it take? Is it like a month?
Okay. Your question will be answered. Drop the phone now. Thank you very much. So he wants to know, and I think it will vary. I mean,
yes.
I think that stands to reason.
Yes.
There can be a particular time frame. I think it will depend on, if for example you reside in Badagry, the person you want to marry is in Abakaliki or is in Meduguri, it will take a bit longer than usual, you know.
Yes,
what I mean, so
yes.
that stands to
so
reason.
But we can work between 2 weeks plus.
Within 2 weeks you get a good report.
Yes, within 2 weeks.
It's quite interesting
and it's intense. So as trivial as this sounds, it's actually intense. So we first get the brief, we analyze it. So there is analysis on location. Where are we going to? Who are we trying to find? Why are we trying to find this? So imagine I now travel to a location that I'm not really familiar with.
Yes.
The security outfit, how do I go about it? I may want to go and find somebody doing something somewhere. And I've not gone ahead to make my findings. How is the environment, neighborhood, intelligence, and all of those. It's also a risk to me, to my life, and all of those. So as trivial as this may appear or sound, there is also
It's intense. Not trivial. It's serious business. It's a big industry. I know it's been forever in the States. You've always had what we call private detectives and yes. those who can do a background check. I didn't know that. But are you licensed by the... Who licenses you, the police?
So it also depends. So, for instance, for the employment space,
yes.
there is a license.
From the Ministry of Labour?
Yes, of course. So there are also corporate institutions. There are licensed institutions that also do that. That will I say sub-license? Or
do you work with telecoms companies to trace... if there's a need, for example, if I'm being what do you call it now, if I'm being stalked and things like that, you handle such things?
I don't think we've done that.
If I'm being stalked, you know, you can handle that. You can.
So how do you mean stalked?
Stalk means that how do I describe it now? No, for example, when you say you're stalked, sometimes you have somebody following you, sending you texts, sending you messages.
Like threats.
Threats, yes.
And all of
messages,
those.
Yes.
Of course.
You know, there are some threats that don't appear like threats. They just keep stalking you. They just keep letting you know that this is where you're at. We are watching you. This is where you're doing. Because sometimes we don't want to go to the police, we can come to you.
Yes, please.
You will handle that.
Yes, please.
Have you ever had any direct threat to your life, though, in the course of this job?
I don't want to.
You don't want to. But do you have that? Do you have
We've
that?
Not had such instance.
Such instance.
Yes.
Yes, I know. I mean, because it's quite a dangerous job, isn't it? You have life insurance.
You know, we also, of course, we have life insurance policies. We have different insurance policies.
You have been
policies.
Home and back at the lolly.
What is that?
I don't understand our part.
You have got to meet the elders in Enugu State. I'm working in Lagos, so I'm doing back. Because some people can get funny in the course of your job. Even ordinary employees, they say you want to put sansan in their gari.
So, you know, right? We are doing our jobs. That's why I said we don't cross boundaries.
Yes.
So when we do our investigations, whatever form, and we make our findings, we only inform the person that has given us the brief. So whatever you do with that is at your own
risk.
Discretion.
It's at your own discretion. So basically, we just make our findings and share with you.
Adebaba says that, how safe is your client's data with you? Is it free from blackmail now or in the future? So that is one of the worries a possible client can have, that, okay, this information could be used against me and so on and so forth. I guess you'll have your own safeguards.
Of course.
Even your own staff.
We have service level them agreements that we sign prior to such engagements. And all that is clearly stated.
Olabode Gideon says that, can you investigate the paternity of a client? No, you go to hospital for that, isn't it?
Paternity of a client?
I don't know what
client?
It is, but I don't know. Okay. Ogwemi says, can you investigate politicians and politically exposed personnel?
Who's going to give them the brief now?
I can give them the brief.
So wait. In other words, I guess he's saying that, for instance, me now, I don't know Baja from anywhere.
Why is it Baja that you use?
Wait, because it's your cousin.
You can't use my cousin. This is nepotism. This is somebody should call me Udumeje to give me some words I can use to describe what this is. Let's pick another call. Why should he use Baja for? Leave my cousin alone, I beg. Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Morning, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. My name is James. I'm calling from Lekki.
Yes, Mr. James, from the rich town, Lekki.
I heard the lady talking about certificate verification.
Yes.
Please, I want to ask her, how do they confirm the authenticity of a certificate?
We can't tell them. They can't come and tell us. That's trade secret now. If she tells you how she does the job, then what is left? Go and pay, my friend. We got to go. It's 9:50. We got to go. Thank you very much, Mrs. Nnamani. It was nice having you here this morning. Please don't distract, madam. Let me finish what I'm doing. Thank you very much. It's nice to have you here this morning. This is where the program ends. Mrs. Nnamani has been talking about the services that she, her company offers. They do background checks and so on and so forth. For all it's worth, she's the COO, right?
Chief Operating Officer. And I have a legal and police background.
You have a police background?
Yes.
Otisha Lawa, you don't do police.
Yes.
You've been a policeman wearing uniform?
I'm still, yes, I am still.
Ah.
Yes.
I'd like to see you in uniform of Crystal Checks International. And it's been quite exciting and quite revealing. Much more revealing than I assume that we'll get to know. You can do background checks on your individuals, your children, your spouses, and so on and so forth. And that is it. Let me close it there before I run the commercial on you. Thank you very much, madam.
Thank you so much.
Nice of you to come. Tomorrow we are going to have 97-year-old Mrs. Arthur Worry. And she's coming to the studio. We're not doing it by Zoom. By His Grace, inshallah, she will be here tomorrow. And already I'm preparing for next week. Next week's Diab with me, I will have my good friend Majek. He will be here. Most of you know me, well, Majek Odumi. He's a nutcase, and he will be here. So it will be quite hilarious, and you will enjoy yourselves. Thank you very much. And thank you very much for bringing madam. Okay? Thank you. We shall meet at the wedding in August. Mrs. Adeyte, good morning, no? Uh-huh. All right. So this is where we're going to. Sheriff, thank you very much. Thank you so much.
Welcome,
don't do a background check on me. Move along. Because what you might discover might shock you. Okay, so I'll see you all tomorrow at 9. Enjoy your weekend. Bye.